ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्भुतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् ये यथा मां प्रपद्यन्ते तां तथैव भजाम्यहम् मम वर्त्मानुवर्तन्ते मनुष्याः पार्थ सर्वशः। भगवान् एक्स्प्लेन्ड् दि अवतार तत्त्व टु अर्जुन अण्ड् अट् दि एण्ड् आफ् दि अवतार तत्त्व हि टोल्ड् वीतराग भयक्रोध मन्मया माम् उपासिताः बहवो ज्ञानतपसा पूता मद्भावमागताः। मेनि स्पिरिचुवल् सीकर्स् अटैण्ड् मी बीङ्ग् प्यूरिफैड् अट् वेरियस् स्टेजस्. अल्टिमेट्लि थ्रू नालेज् मेनि सीकर्स् अटैण्ड् मी आर् गेन्ड् देर् आत्मस्वरूपम्. देन् भगवान् टोल्ड् दिस् अर्जुन मैट् हेव् हेड् ए डौट्. यू से देट् मेनि पीपल् अटैण्ड् but you did not say all the people attained. Why can't you help all people to attain you? Why you allow the humanity to suffer in samsara? By revealing your real nature, by providing them atma jnanam, why can't you help entire humanity? So Bhagavan answers for this hypothetical question. Bhagavan says, whether a person suffers or gaining freedom is not in my hands. I am not at all responsible for their suffering, nor I am responsible for their gaining knowledge. I cannot help them because in my vision, I know they themselves, me. I know them as myself. I don't have any idea of individuality, I don't have any idea of division. In my vision, there is nothing second entity other than me. So therefore, how can I help when I don't know somebody as second entity? How can I help? Not only that, human being had a choice to choose either me, choosing Bhagavan means what? Choosing moksha, or to choose samsara or suffering. He has to decide whether he wants in his life freedom or not, not me. I cannot decide on his behalf. If I decide and give moksha to him, what he will say? Oh Lord, I have some grandchildren to be married. My daughter is there, I have to marry them. Then please allow me to live in this world some more time. After finishing that, I will come. Anyhow, you are Nitya Vastu, you are not going to go anywhere. You are a permanent entity. You will not get away from me, but my son-in-law will go away. If I don't marry my daughter to him, he will go away. So let me finish all small, small things, then I will come, he will tell. So he will reject. He has the capacity and free will to reject me. Therefore, ye yatha mam prapadyante, tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. In whatever way, in whatever manner, in whichever form, with whatever motive they approach me, through that same form, in that same manner, I fulfill their motives. If they consider me as karma phala dhata, I become the karma phala dhata. If they come to me with all applications and appeals, I try to clear their appeals and applications. If they come to me as a jignyasu, as a seeker of spiritual truth, then I become their jnana guruhu. I teach them what is the truth. For an arthati, I present myself as a Kubera or Dhanalakshmi, Dhanyalakshmi, Santana Lakshmi, Griha Lakshmi, or Arthat, one who wants some wealth. If a person is an Arthi, with all suffering he comes to me, I present myself as a Anatha Rakshakaha or Deena Bandhu. He is an atheist. I choose to be away from them. According to their intention, I am not at all there, so therefore I don't reveal my presence. So, I am like a Kalpaka Vriksha. There is a Vriksha, mythological tree, which is in the heaven, not here. So, sitting under which, if a person, whatever he thinks, he will get it. So, a person goes through the forest, suddenly he feels tired, sits under a tree and thinks, if I get drinking water, how nice it will be. So suddenly drinking water has come. Then he thinks, if I get nice food, how it will be. Suddenly food also has come. So he sees, hey, whatever I think, it is coming. Suddenly evening came, so he became very much afraid of the forest. He thought, if tiger comes, what will happen? Tiger. So I am not responsible for their thinking process. So I am a father, one who considers me as father. I present myself as mother if he thinks about himself as child. For a child, I appear to be a mother. For a lover, I appear to be a lover. For a friend, I appear to be a friend. Whatever may be their attitude towards me, in that attitude, I bless them, I approach them. They can invoke me in any form, in any manner, with any motive. Being Sarvagata Vastu, I only available in all forms. Being Sarvajnaha, I know all their motives. Sarvajna means what? Omniscience. Being Purna Vastu or Sarva Shaktiman, I can fulfill all their desires. And whether they seek me or not, whether they get away from me or not, in fact, manushyaha sarvashaha mama vartma eva anuvartante. Entire humanity follows my path only by all means. It's a grand statement. Mama vartma means my path. My path means what? Path revealed in the Veda, Vaitika Marga they call it. In Vaitika Marga, there is a place for everything. If a person wants to destroy his enemy, Vaitika Marga says, okay, I have one yaga, you do. Shatrughnaya yaga it is called. So you do perform that yaga, I will help you to destroy your enemy. If you want a putra, I will give one means, putra kamishti yaga, you perform that yaga, you will get putra. You want money, you will get money by this means. Like that, Vaitika Marga prescribes means for every desire of the humanity. Not only that, finally it says, whatever you gain in this world, it happened to be a temporary entity. If at all you want to be a free person, free from your emotional dependences, go beyond all these wants, likes and dislikes. Like that it guides also. Bhagavan here says, mama vartma eva anuvartante. My path leading to me. Whether they are seeking for wealth or sense pleasure or value dharma or for freedom, I only am available in all these forms. Because nothing is away from the Lord. Money is not away from the Lord. Dharma is not away from the Lord. And all these are all sought for what purpose? All human struggle is for what purpose? For fulfillment, security, peace and happiness. All human struggle can be put in three categories, which is either for security purpose, money, wealth, power, post, everything are for security purpose, or peace or happiness. And without knowing that they are seeking me, actually they are seeking me only. They don't know that they are seeking me. You ask anyone what you want, he will tell something. Then you ask why you want that, you will tell something. Why you want to get education, so that I will get employment. Why you want employment, so that I will get salary. Why you want salary, so that I will have certain nice things in my life. Why you want nice things in your life? I want to be happy. That happiness is nothing but Bhagavan's manifestation. Or you will tell, I want to be secure. That is nothing but Bhagavan's manifestation. So here Bhagavan says, Everyone seeks me only, but they don't know how to seek me directly. They seek me indirectly. Some try through seeking money, some try through seeking sense pleasures, some try through knowledge, some try through going to heavens. In all these goals, I alone am sought after entity. Everyone seeks me alone, seeks me the Purna Vastu, the Ananda Vastu. This is one interpretation for the sentence, Manushyaha Sarvashaha Mama Vartma Anuvartante. Entire humanity follows me or seeks me only. And another interpretation, in the context of religious harmony, it is a very famous quote. Whenever we meet religious leaders, all the philosophers, Hindu philosophers, will quote this shloka. Because in Gita, Bhagavan himself says, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham mama vartman vartante manushyaha partha sarvasha. What is that meaning? Here Bhagavan says, humanity can invoke me in any form, whether it is Allah or Christ or any form, they can invoke me. I don't have any confusion. Though they have confusion and quarrel among themselves, I don't have any confusion. When they call Allahu Akbar, I won't see round this way, that way, where is that Allah fellow? I don't have that confusion. When they worship Christ, I don't have confusion that they are worshipping something other than me. Though the worshipper has the confusion, the Christian worshipper has the confusion that he is worshipping the Christ, not Ganesha, not Shiva, and he is full of hatred towards Shiva or Ganesha. But Bhagavan doesn't have that confusion. Therefore, Bhagavan says, I know all their intentions. I don't have any language problem also. Whether they worship me in Arabic, whether they worship me in English or in Sanskrit, I don't have language problem. For certain religions, language problem is there. You cannot pray in English in Islam. You go to masjid and start telling English prayer, they will swear your head. You have to pray only in what? Arabic. So according to them, Bhagavan has linguistic problem. Bhagavan says, I don't have any linguistic problem. So I know all their languages, whether it is tribal language or well civilized language like Sanskrit. Tribal people also worship Bhagavan, na? So that language will be jim boom ba, jim boom ba, something will be there. So that also I understand what they want to see. And Bhagavan says, I know all their intentions, whether they are worshipping me for the sake of freedom or for the sake of values, human values, or for the sake of artha or kama, sense pleasures and money. I know all their intentions. Being a karma phala dhata, I give what they want. If they don't want freedom, if they don't want me, then I am not responsible for that. So I bless according to their own wishes. Therefore, it's an indirect message to the people who quarrel in the name of the religion. Nowadays, religions have become some sort of business centers. Lot of business is going on surrounding the Lord, surrounding the name of the Lord. So Bhagavan says, you people need not quarrel in my name. I never support that quarrel. You need not try to establish my glory also. There is some segment. So they say, unless I preach Lord, unless I tell the glory of the Lord, how his glory will exist in this creation? Christianity has this idea. They say, we are the witness for the glory of the Lord. What is the glory? Destroying all the cultures. That's the glory. I don't prescribe any destruction of any culture. I never see that entire humanity should have only one mode of worshipping. I never prescribe. If that is my wish, I would not have created the very religion at all. The very fact that religion is created according to the mental setup, according to the culture of certain society, that it helps that society, that mental condition. Anybody is in that mental condition will have benefit by going through that. If anybody thinks that all humanity will think in only one way, Swami Vivekananda says, if anybody has this idea, I pity on them from bottom of my heart, not outside of the heart, bottom of the heart, I pity on them. Because it's an impossible attempt. You cannot make the entire world with mango tree. Can you make it? Only mango tree. Anywhere you see, only mango tree. You cannot make it. Or you cannot make entire world with dogs, only dogs, no tiger, no nothing is there, only dogs. If it is not possible in the external world, external tangible world, how is it possible to make it in the internal intangible world as a same mode of thinking? So Bhagavan says, don't quarrel in my name, because ye yathama prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. Bhagavan continues.
काङ्क्षत्तः कर्मणां सिद्धिं यजन्त इह देवता क्षिप्रं हि मानुषे लोके सिद्धिर्भवति कर्मजा.
हियर अर्जुन मे हेव् वन् मोर् हैपोथेटिकल् क्वश्चन्. ओके, यु से दट् यु आर् रेडि टु गिव् मोक्ष टु एनि वन् अण्ड् एव्रि वन्. यु से यु आर् नाट् रेस्पान्सिबल् फार् देयर् सफरिङ्ग्. यु से यु आर् आल् दि टैम् रेडि टु हेल्प् देम्. But why, in spite of your readiness to help them, why humanity is not interested in gaining that Atma Jnana? You are ready to give that Atma Jnana, you are ready to give moksha. Why, in spite of your readiness, why humanity is not at all interested? Bhagavan says, the answer is, kaṅkṣaṅta karmanā siddhim yajanta iha devatāha क्षिप्रम हि मानुषे लोके सिद्धिर् भवति कर्मज. द सिंपल मीनिंग इज, आंसर इज, इट इज बिकॉज ऑफ इंटेलेक्चुअल कोलेस्ट्रॉल. देयर इज ए कोलेस्ट्रॉल इन द इंटेलेक्ट, कॉल्ड इंटेलेक्चुअल कोलेस्ट्रॉल. इग्नोरेंस, हिज नेम इज इग्नोरेंस. ही इज इग्नोरेंट अबाउट हिज स्टेटस. दैट इज द ग्रैंडेस्ट स्टेटस फॉर एवरी ह्यूमन बीइंग इन द एंटायर कॉस्मिक प्लान. And that is what? What is that status? Upanishad says, He Amrutasya Putra. He Amrutasya Putra. Shrinvantu Vishve Amrutasya Putra. But that status he is not aware of. He is not aware of that grand status. Nor he is interested in knowing that. He is called Atma Vanchakaha. We can understand if anybody cheats us, but Bhagavan says, I am not able to understand. He himself cheats himself. I am not able to understand why he cheats himself. Suppose a person takes a knife and started scratching his body, what will happen? You will think what? Mad fellow only. Bhagavan says, this madness is there in human mind. What is that madness? Disclaiming his Swamitva. He disclaims. He tries to disown his status, intrinsic status. At least if he is interested in knowing that status, I would have helped him through giving Sadhu Sangha or Guru Parampara. Absence of Sadhu Sangha and Guru, who can tell about his status? In his life, there is an absence, there is no place for Sadhu Sangha. Therefore, he continues to be a beggar, asking everyone, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? That's why anyone you say, I love you, immediately he will ask, you love me? Acha, why you love me, you tell? Because you cannot believe it. You cannot believe somebody saying, I love you. Nowadays boys, girls, na? So I come across. Swamiji, if I say I love you, he asks, you tell what is the reason. So he has to find out some reason. Your nose is nice, the eyes are nice, this, that, like that. Correct? So every mind is a beggarly mind, asking for love, compassion, accommodation. That's why in family members themselves, suppose if son doesn't talk to father just 2-3 days, immediately the father imagines something happened. Daughter-in-law might have given some mantra. He is not ready to accept, because that beggarliness is there. He is not ready to give his love. He is all the time with a begging bowl. All the time he becomes a beggar, going to every temple, going to every devata, asking for this and that. So his beggarliness continues. And being short-sighted and dull-witted, he is satisfied with small things in life. First is what? Ignorance about the real status. Second is not interested in knowing that real status keeps him as beggar. Third thing is, beggar can never have big, big plans at all. Maximum 50 rupees if he gets enough for this. You tell him, oh, come, you will become my partner and we will have a corporate office like that. If you tell, he is not ready to believe at all. So being beggarly, his mind will be always short-sighted, dull-witted it is. Cholesterol will be there, intellectual cholesterol. So being short-sighted and dull-witted, he is satisfied with small and temporary things. And because of daridrata means what? Beggarliness, poverty. Because of poverty, not external poverty, inner poverty, he is naturally suffering and restless also. When a person is suffering and restless, he is not able to discriminate what is good, what is bad. For a hungry stomach, you give something, that person will never discriminate whether it is a stale food or a good food. Simply you will swallow. Here Bhagavan says, karmanam siddhim kamchantaha yajante devataha. Due to desire for various types of karma phalam, they worship various deities. Without knowing that I myself I have manifested in all these forms. So he tries for Anjaneya one week, and then goes for Ayyappa another week, then goes for Vishnu another week, like that. As though one is different from another. Though I am the one entity, I am available for everybody's access. Like you go to tax office with a particular purpose. What is the purpose? You pay the tax or take back the advance tax. You go to municipal office, what you get there? One small particular purpose is solved. But whether you go to municipal office or tax office or police station, you approach whom? The government. The unseen government only you are approaching. And there is a head of that government who is always unseen behind the screen. So if you approach him directly, you will get all the papers sanctioned immediately. So two papers are pending in municipality, two are in tax office, two are in road, like that. So many things Bhagavan says, you need not go. Every deity which is Adhishthana Devata, they call it. Suppose a person wants to have money, he has to approach Kubera. If he wants to be free from all suffering, he has to approach Shani Bhagavan. Shanishwara, that's why Shanishwara is very powerful. Every year he will become a celebrity for 1 week at least, every year. Because any graha moves, this Shani Bhagavan has the say. So everybody is afraid of this Shani Bhagavan. And he is Angarakaha. So he is the Sanyasi Devata. He is a Jnana Karakaha, he is called. He will not allow anyone to be away from the Lord. What makes the person to be away from the Lord? Either money or people or health or arrogance. So he will take away that. So you are away from the Lord because of wealth, na? So I will carry away your wealth. You are away from the Lord because of certain people, na? So I will carry away them. But ignorantly, Bhagavan says, ignorantly, that fellow goes and tries to give bribe. He is like a doctor. He is trying to help. He says, don't help me, take this bribe. So here Bhagavan says, karmanam siddhim kamchantaha yajante devataha. Devataha, preceding deities of various worldly ends, though they are the manifestation of me, the Ishwara. So in this Gita context, Bhagavan Krishna represents moksha or atma jnanam, and all other deities represent dharma, artha and kama. Philosophically, approaching all other deities means there is no all other deities at all, only one deity. Because Bhagavan said, "E yatha mam prapadyante," last sloka only he told, in all forms I only manifest. There is only one deity. From the standpoint of the Bhagavan, but from the standpoint of the devotee, there are varieties of deities. So with a purpose he approaches that particular deity. So here Bhagavan says, though it is a temporary and painful one, this karma phalam is very attractive. Result, gaining some tangible, worldly, materialistic result is temporary, everybody agrees. But is very attractive due to varieties, novelty. Same mobile phone only, how many varieties are there, you see? How much novelty is there? How many companies, how many types of services? So it is tangible and quicker than gaining the Atma Jnana. Gaining Atma Jnanam requires sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, viveka, vairagya, Shama, Dama, Uparama. Remembering these words is still difficult for us. Where to practice? Where is the question now? Practicing. So, karma does not demand the character of the person. Even a Rakshasa can do any yaga. Even a Ravana can be a karma phalarthi. When he does some yaga, I have to give the benefit of that yaga. I cannot avoid being karma phala data, but karma phalam is very attractive. Though karma phalam keeps him in samsara, in pain, majority votes for karma phalam. Because of that intellectual cholesterol or ignorance, they are bhaye abhaye darishinaha. And abhaye bhaye darishinaha. I am the only source of security in the entire creation, being the Nitya Vastu, being the eternal entity, being the Suhrut, being the friend of every living being, and the only Vastu where they can relax. But in me, they have fear. In me, with regard to me, they have fear. And this creation, this world, every entity is the source of fear. Whether it is a dog or cat or rat, or human being, husband, wife, father, mother, every entity is a source of fear, but bhaye, abhaye darshina, just opposite it becomes. So they are to be pitied upon because they are not aware of the defects of karma phalam. Three types of defects told in the scriptures. Any result you get by any method or process, that result will have three defects. What are they? Atrupti karatva, dissatisfaction is one of the defects. So you ask the wealthiest person in the world, he also will say, I am also trying to make, because I have to maintain this status. So there will be atrupti, because there is a possibility of increasing. If his bank balance is 5000 crores, he will not sit quietly. He will try to make it as 5,500 crores. Because there is a possibility of making 5000 crores as a 5,500. So one idli will not satisfy, two idlis, three idlis, four idlis. So there is a possibility of dissatisfaction. Being dissatisfied, we cannot enjoy what we have now. Correct? There will be an anxiety. And dukkha mishritatvam, anityatva, dukkha mishritatvam. It is mixed with pain. Though it is a pleasure, but it is a painful pleasure. What is that painful pleasure? Vedanta says, you name anything in the creation, I will show that it is the source of pain. No, my child is not the source of pain. Mother will tell, my child is not the source of pain. Vedanta says, he will become source of pain when he dies. Correct? When he dies, every mother cries. For what purpose she cries? Because that very child who was considered as the source of happiness will end as the source of pain. So everything is mixed with the pain. Then third defect is bandhagatvam, being dependent. Already human life is dependent upon so many things. I add one more crutch for my walking. Suppose there is a crutches. People who cannot walk freely, they have crutches. So what is healthy life? Walking with crutches or without crutches? And human mind has so many crutches. That's why our Acharya Swamiji say, any change in the setup will make you upset. Any change in the setup you put this side, will make you upset. Somewhere else war comes, so petrol price will go up. Then you will get more tax. Then your salary will be reduced. But so, upset. Any change in the setup will have apekshikatva doshaha, sadishayatva doshaha, anityatva doshaha. It is anything you get will be the source of pain, will make you more and more in bondage, and will make you always dissatisfied. But still, because of ignorance, because of non-thinking faculty, they go through that. They worship various deities who represent various worldly ends, not out of love. Suppose they are going to various deities. So out of love they are going or what? Out of love they are going to Anta Chalapati or what? Bhagavan says, not out of love, out of selfishness they go. If I don't give them what they want when they come to me, to Tirupati, they will go to what? Some other place they will go. Or they may change their religion also.
So I tried with Hanuman, Ganesha, entire Hindu list over. Let me try it, Christ. That's why many of our Hindu people go. They change the religion also. So Bhagavan said, these devatas know that the selfish fellows are coming. When they come to the devatas, devatas also know they are coming out of selfishness. So, when a person comes out of selfishness, how a Raja will deal? Very cautiously he will deal, correct? You approach a big officer, as even you enter, appa, bandampa, ayyoh, yen problem, yen gottilla. So somehow he will try to avoid you. When he is not able to avoid you, then what he will do? Very cautiously he will deal. Suppose another person comes with all friendship, no selfishness, no application, no appeal, and comes and asks, hello, how are you fine, are you keeping well, are you troubled by these fellows? If somebody is bothered about that Raja or a government officer, his treatment towards that person will be different. Bhagavan says, devatas all know. That's why they treat them like animals. Strong word in Upanishad. Any person who approaches the Lord with the idea of duality, with the idea of selfishness for material gain, he is called a pashuhu. Sa devanam pashuhu. Brahadaranyaka Upanishad says, yaha anyam devatam upaste anyato anyoham asmi iti nasa veda yatha pashurevagam sa devanam. So these devatas try to keep that humanity in the ignorance so that they will do lot of yaga, yajnas, swaha, swaha, they'll tell. Because of which they are also gaining benefit, 50-50, mutual interest. So they get benefit from their prayers and these people get benefit from the devatas. So they know that this relationship is not born out of love and devotion, it is born out of business. In Bhagavatam, Prahlada says, they are called Vanik. Vanik means business people. Bhagavan says, in the Upanishad mantra, Bhagavan says, anyone who has negated me, who is their own inner self, who is their own friend, Sukhrut, and goes to another end, negating Bhagavan means what? Not wanting to be free, not wanting to be a knowledgeable person is called negation of the Bhagavan. So anyone who doesn't want the spiritual knowledge or spiritual life and goes for materialistic life alone as the end of the life, goal of the life, they will never be happy and respected anywhere. Let them go to heaven. What happens in heaven? 2 days, 3 days, music party, some dance party will be there. Then kshine punye, martya lokam, vishanti. Shastra says, they fall from heaven. Fall from heaven means from high level. If you have to fall, somebody should have pushed you. Correct? Shastra doesn't say they come from heaven. They fall from heaven, it says. Suppose you are staying in the third floor. Fall from third floor means what? Somebody has pushed you. You have not come down consciously with all respect. While going, they will call you with respect because punya is there. After the exertion of the punya, what happens? They will be disrespected, sent back to the same karma bhumi. They will not get satisfaction whatever they gain in this creation. In spite of all dangers, in spite of humiliation, in spite of suffering, still majority votes for Maya, not for me. If election comes between Maya and Brahman, who will win? Maya only will. Maya Shakti is more powerful. So here Bhagavan says, Iha manushya loke karmaja siddhihi kshipram bhavati. Why they vote for Maya or karma phalam? Voting for Maya means what? Voting for worldly gains. Why they vote for worldly gains? Because those worldly gains are very quickly attained. In this manushya loka, those gains are very quickly attained. It is very difficult to live a life of character. It is very, very difficult to love the Lord for the sake of Lord. That's why all materialistic religions are very attractive and popular always. Alone, there will be Brahma Sutra class. Brahmasutra is one of the Vedantic texts, highly logical text with lot of facts to be known. You announce, five people will come. You announce, there will be a singer, pop singer. 5,000 people will come. Or you announce, there will be one Ramayana Pravachana, 500 people will come. Because popularity and acceptance will be to the level of the society only. Therefore, materialistic religion is always attractive and popular than the spiritual religion. Religion has two sides. One is materialistic side, another one is spiritual side. That's why parents are not bothered about going to some temples, but they are bothered about going to ashrama. Ashrama means there is a spiritual side, there is no materialistic side. So you go to temple, any temple, give one archana, give one 10 rupees also for the pujari, and he will break your coconut and give back and bring vibhuti or chandana, that's all over. You will be as you are for last 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Selfishness will not be gone. You can cheat the public in spite of daily going to the temple also, you will not have guilt. Morning you can be at temple, evening you can be at where? So and so places. Bars, pubs, so many places here. Happily you can. But that will not work here because this is a spiritual side of religion. Wherever monks and shastra live, where shastra live, where shastra is alive, that side you cannot be as you are. You expose yourself, you expose your personal life, your family life to the shastra, to the sadhu sangha, that life will not be as usual. Either you have to give up that sadhu sangha or you have to give up your unwanted bad character. So Bhagavan says, Siddhihi karmaja kshipram. Karmaja siddhihi kshipram bhavati. This gaining the karma phalam is quicker than the atma jnanam. Since atma jnanam requires change in the character. That's why many gurus are there now, all media gurus. This kriya, that kriya. What they teach? Pranayama they teach. You ask, can I retain my drinking habit? Okay, no problem. Can retain it. Can I eat an unwanted thing? That is different. Addition to that, this is practice. What is the fee? 5,000 rupees. So all materialistic religious leaders are surviving and thriving also because now media is helping them also. Whatever happens in the ashramas like that, whatever happens in sadhu sangha like that, nobody knows because nobody is interested also. But whatever happens, suppose in some particular that famous people's ashrama, their temples like that, everything comes out. Therefore Bhagavan says, kshipram ki bhavati karmaja siddhihi. With regard to gaining the result, he need not change his character. Even he can be an asura or rakshasa, for the sake of ritual or for the sake of any effort, I have to benefit them. So Bhagavan says, that is the nature of the world, but still I cannot give up this humanity. Why? I am the Jagat Pita, Pitahamasya Jagataha, Mata Dhata Pitamaha. I am the Jagat Pita, therefore I cannot refuse them. I have to fulfill all their desires and make their Shraddha intact. Why I fulfill all their desires? Knowingly, if a child asks sweet which is sold on the road, mother knows that sweet is not a healthy food. It is contaminated food. Mother says, I will give Cadbury's chocolate. Don't ask this sweet. But child is very particular about gaining that sweet. What mother will do? At least to stop that crying. It is an irritating cry. So Bhagavan also says, when they cry irritatingly, so I give, okay. But who will face the consequence? The child has to face the consequence, not the mother. But at the same time, when the child faces the consequence, mother cannot say, didn't I tell you, didn't I tell you, I will not give, I will not give. It will not say. She has to take care of that child because mother. Bhagavan says, my condition also, same condition. I am karma phala dhata in one angle. I am the judge in one angle, I am the father and mother in another angle. Whatever the karma action my children do, I have to give judgment because I cannot be whimsical. I have to give judgment. After giving judgment, I only go to the court and give jamin also. What to do? Bhagavan says, so I fulfill all their desires through those respective deities. Whichever deity they approach me only. So through that deity only I can give. If they approach me as Christ, I have to give them whatever they wanted through Christ form only. If I give in Ganesha form, they will refuse. They will refuse that. So therefore, I give all the results of their actions. By fulfilling those materialistic desires, I protect their Tataya Siddhaya Yuktaha Tatyaradhanam Ihate. Bhagavan will tell in the future chapters. I protect their faith. He has come with a faith, though with a materialistic motive, but he has come to me. Instead of robbing some bank, he has come in front of me and said, oh Lord, give me some 50,000 rupees or 40,000. Instead of robbing, instead of becoming a dacoit, he has come to me. So therefore, I should not allow him to become a dacoit. So I have to fulfill his desire. I fulfill his desire through various types of help, sadhu sangha. So many help Bhagavan does. Without Bhagavan's help, human life is never possible even for a moment. I protect their faith in the efficacy of prayer, in the efficacy of Vedic injunctions, in the efficacy of religious life. And Bhagavan says, one criterion he gives, Manushya Loke hi Siddhi hi Kshipram Bhavati. In Manushya Loka, the results are very quick, he says. That means what? There are so many other lokas. One Manushya Loka, he, in Manushya Loka alone, in the human world alone, results are quick, he says. Why? Shankaracharya writes nicely, this human world alone is karma bhumi. No other existence, heavens and other things, 14 lokas are taught in the scripture. Nowhere you can do any karma. Whatever is in your packet as the bank balance, that you have to exhaust, that's all. Even in Manushya Loka also, in no other body you can do something. So a cow cannot say, okay, today I went to ashrama, Ramakrishna ashrama, so they told I have to worship, so let me do one yaga. I'll do one yaga. A cow cannot say. So all karmas are Vedic injunctions and moral values are for whom? Only for human beings. Therefore, human being alone is entitled to perform that action, not any other species. Because those species don't have any kartrutva, they don't have any self-judging opinion about themselves. They don't know, water buffalo doesn't know that it is in bondage, correct? Water buffalo doesn't know that it is in bondage. Therefore, there is no possibility of thinking about the bondage, there is no possibility of trying to find out the solution for the bondage also. And Indra Loka, that other lokas are there, they can be bhoktas, not kartas. So human being alone has the free will to choose any of the purusharta, whether it is artha, kama, dharma or moksha, anyone they can choose. Ultimately, all have to come to Purnatvam, all have to come to me through Atma Jnanam. Therefore, though everyone seeks so many things, they ultimately seek me alone, Purnatvam, security, peace and happiness. In order to lead that humanity towards that one higher goal, I have given even infrastructure also. I help them. Oh Arjuna, you are telling that, why can't I help them? I have already helped them during the Srishti itself. I have given infrastructure. What is that infrastructure? What is that process going through which humanity can reach the Lord? Varnashrama Dharma it is called. Ashrama Dharma and Varna Dharma. They can come to Moksha Marga through that Varnashrama Dharma. Gradually they can achieve Artha, Kama and ultimately Moksha also. See, in our Vedic culture, money is never looked down. Money is never looked down. If it is not acceptable to the Veda, Veda will not provide a means how to earn money. Correct? None of yagas are there. Avahanti Homa is there. Avahanti Vitanvana Kurvana Kshiramatmanaha. Like that one. Avahanti Homa is there. If anybody wants to have a lot of money, wealth and other things, they can perform this Homa. And now it is little bit famous also in the Brahmin culture. Like Ganesha Homa now becoming famous, na? Like that is Avahanti Homa also. What it says? He gives this, he gives that, he gives this, he gives that. And it comes out. So money is not looked down. Our sense pleasures are looked down. Because humanity cannot avoid having sense pleasures. That's why it gives a status to the person who declares, I want to be a householder. For him, that privilege is available. Not for brahmachari, neither for sannyasi, not for a vanaprasthi. Only for a grahastha, that sense pleasure is available. Because that sense pleasure, there is a possibility of human mind being carried away by the sense pleasure. Therefore, Shastra says, accept the responsibility of your householder, then you go for those things. So, there is a place in our Vedic culture, in our Vedic literatures, there is a place in every desire of humanity. When Veda condemns, you know, when a person tries to stick to that, I want this alone. Dhanalakshmi alone nowadays people want. Not Grahalakshmi, not Santana Lakshmi, no time for spouse, no time for children, no time for even studies. Without studying, how people live? We are all wondering. They study what? All third grade newspapers, fourth grade that cine bits, cine dust, all cine bits and cine dust when you read, what will happen? Only bits and dust will be there in mind. And for a grahastha, Shastra Vichara is a must. That's why in Taittiriya Upanishad, when a brahmachari goes out from the brahmachari ashrama, goes out from the gurukula, he says, Satyam vada dharmam chara swadhyayan ma pramataha. Never be careless with regard to studying the scriptures. But we find there is no time for scriptural study at all. So Shastra says, have all those safety measures, then enter into the waters. Before entering into the ocean, there are so many safety measures. They will give one cylinder, so many things. Safety measures. Have all these safety measures, then enter. As Sri Ramakrishna said, apply your hand with oil, then you can cut jackfruit. Because the nature of jackfruit is what? There is a sticky substance. Anywhere you go, this is my child, this is my grandfather. Like that it will stick. So how you should escape from sticking? You can relate with all, but you cannot stick with anyone. So Bhagavan says that Varnashrama Dharma also was created by me. He continues.
Chatur Varnyam Maya Srishtam Gunakarma Vibhagashaha Tasya Kartaram Apimam Vidya Kartaram Avyayam.
Bhagavan says, Gunakarma Vibhagashaha Chatur Varnyam Maya Srishtam. I have created this Varna Ashrama, that Varna, four types of Varnas. We will see what is the meaning of that Varna. Maybe in the next class only. Here Bhagavan says, I have created four types of Varnas based on their Guna and Karma. The humanity, I have divided that humanity into four types based on their natural inclinations and duties. And these divisions will be there as long as creation will be there. In no society this division can be absent. This is universal division. We will see what that division is. Bhagavan says, Guna Vibhagataha, according to their inclinations, according to their natural propensities, according to their character, I have divided the humanity into four types. Karma Vibhagataha, according to their duties or social responsibilities also, that Varnyam. Varnyam means a group of people are created, four types of group. Not according to my whims and fancies. Okay, you become Brahmana, you become Kshatriya, like that, no. According to their inclination and duties. So, being a karma phala dhata, I know what is the prarabdha of that jiva. So, I give that jiva one more chance to evolve in spirituality. So, in that atmosphere, that jiva is given. If the jiva is just next to animalistic life, I cannot make the jiva to born in the higher society. Higher society means what? The society wherein moral values are more. So I have to allow the jiva to be born in a culture wherein he can marry seven marriages. Correct? Seven marriages is allowed, legally allowed. Like that only I have to make them to born. So here, the question comes, why you have divided them? to facilitate their individual growth, individual spiritual growth, to facilitate the social harmony, to make the entire humanity to grow in the path of moksha. Moksha means what? Freedom. Everybody wants that only. Freedom, freedom, freedom. If at all you want to know the value of freedom, anybody wants to know the value of freedom, voluntarily you lock yourself one day in your house. You'll get mad. Or you just visit any jail. Any jail. We visit that jail. Now and then Central Jail, Bangalore. We visit. They have everything. Whatever is in house, they have everything. And they don't have any work also. No work. Prisoners who are in trial, no work for them, no duty. Morning tea, bell will be given. After lunch, bell will be given. Evening tea, bell will be given. Night food, bell will be given. In between, you can do anywhere. Within the compound, you can have access to TV and other thing, whatever it may be. But you cannot go outside the compound. You become mad. Freedom. And you catch small insect, small bird, anything. And how it struggles to free itself from your hands, you will know. Freedom is the highest privilege given to human mind. Everybody, not only human being, every living creature wants to be free in their own way, according to their own understanding. So, to facilitate their growth towards the freedom, Bhagavan says, I have created this Chatur Varnyam, Varnashrama Vyavastha. The next line he says, Tasya Kartaram Abhima Vidhi Akartaram. First line he says, I am the owner of the company. Second line he says, I am not the owner of the company. What is this? Bhagavan cannot talk irrelevant. There must be some meaning. Here Bhagavan says, even though I have created, akartaram iti maam vidhi. Hey Arjuna, you should know vidhi is a command. He says, you should know that I am the akarta. So how is it possible for a person to be the doer and non-doer? How can a person say, I am the owner of the company, I am not the owner of the company? Either one statement must be a truthful statement. Here Bhagavan says, Tasya kartaram apimam vidhi akartaram. How two opposite? One is what? One is kartritva. Kartritva means doership. I did like this. I will do like this, like that idea. Another is, I never did. So how both the opposite things can coexist with regard to same person, that is simultaneously. And if we understand this particular assertion of the Lord, what is that assertion? Satya kartaram api akartaram iti. I am the doer, at the same time I am not the doer. There is a nice story. A news came to Krishna that a rishi, I think Vishwamitra rishi, has come and waiting for the food on the bank of the Yamuna. Krishna told to Rukmini Devi, hey, great rishi has come. You go to him and with all food, butter, everything you go, take nice things and go and offer my pranams also. So Rukmini Devi went along with her friends, other women. So she fed nicely. Then after eating, that rishi stood in front of the Yamuna river and told, hey Yamuna Devi, if I have not taken food at all, you give me the way so that I can walk through you. Yamuna Devi gave way. And Rukmini Devi was saying, what is this? Kalikala has come or not? Just now I myself fed nice, nice things. Nicely this rishi ate everything. And that too not one plate, two plates, many plates he ate. Now after eating everything he says, that I have not at all eaten. You give me the way. And Yamuna Devi also gives the way. Natural force accepts. River is a natural force, one of the natural. How can it be? So she was wondering and came to Krishna, then she told everything like this. Now itself Kalikala has come. I thought after your departure Kalikala is going to come. Now itself Kalikala has come. Satya become Satya now like that. Then Krishna told, Hare my dear, Kalikala has not come. Whatever the rishi told is the truth. Huh? I myself said. Then Bhagavan told, it is exactly the fact like me being a Nitya Brahmachari. Krishna says, I am the Nitya Brahmachari is the fact. Similarly, he has not taken food also is a fact. Then Rukmini Devi says, another sullu, another untruth. Are you are having 16,008. And I myself know that you have 16,000 odd. Still you are telling 16,000 why person has means what? He cannot be Nitya Brahmachari. And Nitya Brahmachari is there. Bhagavan says, I am the Nitya Brahmachari. That is the exact truth, like I am the Nitya Brahmachari. So Rukmini Devi was really confused. Then how to understand you fellows talking like this? Opposite way you are all talking, I am not able to understand. Bhagavan says, go to Narada Bhagavan, get that Sadhu Sangha, then you will get that knowledge. So it is like Krishna telling, keeping all the 16,000 odd, and to the wife herself, he is telling, I am the Nitya Brahmachari. Because at least Rukmini Devi knows that he is not Brahmachari, because 10 children he has given already. Krishna gave birth to 10 children through Rukmini Devi only. Through that Rukmini Devi he says, I am Nitya Brahmachari. So that must be a fact in that statement. He cannot be an untruth. So Bhagavan says, to understand this statement, contradictory statement, you should get Sadhu Sangha, Shastra Sangha. Then Rukmini Devi goes and Narada Bhagavan teaches. Like that story goes. Here also, Bhagavan says, I am the Srishti Karta, still I am not the Srishti Karta. Satya Kartaram Abhimam Vidhi Akartaram Avyayam. How it is possible? Vedanta clarifies that, which we will see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadaklesha Nashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.